Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, so Blog Talk is back on, and let me see here, let me get back in here, and then over here, wait a minute, we almost here, y'all, give me a second. Alright, so. Wait a minute. Well, better not do that then. I'm trying to get the stream to come back up on okay, let me do this. All right, okay. 6:43, no. Let's do it like this, and maybe that will get it. Hold on. 7, I'm going to put it for 7:30. 7, 7. Okay. Okay. Let me get into the show. If we can come back up on YouTube, then we'll come back up. Other than that, and it looks like we're not going to be able to do it. So this is what we're going to do from here on out. From here on out, this is going to be a strictly Okay, let's do it. All right. So what we were talking about today is being ashamed of where you live and being ashamed of where you work. Now, a lot of times people are really ashamed of where they work at. You know, not everybody works at a job where it pays a lot of money or where the tasks that are involved are things that people find respectable or fun or exciting or even something that they would like to do or try one day in their lives. And sometimes we can get into situations where we start judging people that way by that very criteria. Sometimes it gets to the point where, all right, wait a minute. Okay. Sometimes it can get to the point where we're so ashamed of where we work, what we do, how we are, where we, you know, the way we are, as far as where we make our money, that it can creep into other areas of our lives, particularly the way that people look at us. The way that people look at us is important to us. Nobody wants to be looked down on. Nobody wants to be looked at with disrespect. Nobody wants to be looked at as if they're peon or like they're a peasant or like they're second rate or like they're not good enough or like they're not smart enough. So if you take a profession such as being a fast food worker, matter of fact, let's do this. Let's take two professions. Let's take being a fast food worker and let's take being a stripper, whether you're male or female, or should I say whether you're female or male. Now, as you know, there are a lot of people who actually respect and desire and admire the stripper profession, particularly a lot of men, but a lot of women respect the stripper profession too. I don't. Let me just get that out there. I do not respect the stripping profession. Why? The reason that I don't respect it is because it's not anything that I would ever want my children to do. And I stray away from jobs, keep away from any profession where I would not encourage my children, my nieces, my nephews, any young people to do. And the sex industry is not something that I would want anybody that I know to aspire to. But people do it, and they have to make a living. And as you know, a lot of people do respect it, men and women. Of course, men patronize it a lot. Women patronize it also. And they also, women patronize the stripping profession in a different way. Like maybe they think that it's art. I've heard a lot of women say that it's art. It's also exercise, like gymnastics. You know, so you got women out here putting a pole up in their bedroom or somewhere in their house, you know, practicing that shit, not really realizing that it's not an easy thing to do. It takes a lot of upper body strength. It takes a lot of agility. Doesn't necessarily mean that it's a respectable profession just because you have to have a certain physical ability in order to be able to perform it. Because at the end of the day, your physical ability will be, yeah, somebody going to do it to you. And that's pretty much how it goes. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. All right. I don't want to do this, but I'm going to do this. Yeah. I'm going to go ahead. What we're going to do is go to I'm thinking that wait a minute. All right. We're gonna go ahead and do this on Facebook Live. If nothing else, it works in a pinch. And that's undeniable. Alright. So boom, here we go. 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 Alright. Okay. Okay. And Facebook has changed some things. So, okay. Let's see. Other computers, you didn't have to, like, if you copy something, if you restarted, you didn't have to do it over. But here, slightly different. Okay, boom. All right, so let's go. Here we are. We ready? Kelly, you ready? We ready? All right, we on Facebook Live, or are we? Supposed to be. I don't see the okay. All right, here we go. We on Facebook Live. We good. Levels is good. Levels is good. All right, here we go. So y'all can come over to the Facebook Live side, or y'all can stay here on the Instagram Live side. So it's all good. Queen Lioness. Angela Linus Jackson is all up in the house. All right, so let's go ahead and do this. You know, I'm going to start the whole thing over. You're just going to rewind the whole thing like it never even happened. Urban Therapy with Sun 752 with this your daily. Go get a business show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun752, aka Omar with the rrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. It's a daily go get a business show all up in your area. feel like a real man should. I hope y'all feel like real men and women should. What we are talking about tonight is being ashamed of where you work, being ashamed of where you live. A lot of people have managed to become ashamed of where they work, ashamed of where they live. And there are many people who might say that you can't control where you work or where you live. But you, as we all know, you can definitely control that. You may not be able to control where you're from, but you can definitely control where you're going. And you can also be the controller and the determiner of where you're going in life. If not, who's going to determine that for you? That's all on you, baby. It's all on you. But we may all find ourselves in certain positions in life where we have to make decisions that will govern our lives that we may not be all of that proud of. We may not really appreciate being in those positions, but it happens. So what we were talking about earlier in the show is we were talking about, let's say you work at a fast food place. You work at a fast food place. A lot of people are ashamed to have ever worked at in a fast food restaurant. And a lot of people treat people who work in fast food like they second-class citizens, like they're peons, like they're uneducated. They must be high school dropouts, and they're probably drug addicts. Probably, if they're not drug addicts now, they were drug addicts before. And if they weren't drug addicts before, they were probably welfare recipients who don't have enough education or skills and ability to work anywhere else. Now, I always thought that it was interesting that people mistreat people who work in fast food restaurants, but they treat people who work in higher end restaurants like they the shit. And I'm like, so a waiter is not a waiter when it comes to you. A waitress is not just a waitress when it comes to you. So if a waitress or a waiter is waiting tables in a high end restaurant, let's say, well, this isn't all that high end, but it's popular and people know it, Ruth Chris Steakhouse. So if somebody works at, if a man or a woman is waiting tables at Ruth Chris Steakhouse, you look at them as being more respectable than somebody who works at McDonald's or Burger King or Popeyes or Chick-fil-A. I heard Chick-fil-A pays a pretty decent wage. I know they charge too much for that bullshit-ass chicken. You know what I mean? That overrated chicken that people love so much. Daphne Carson, what's going on, Daphne? Good to see me. I said, good to see me, some you with Robbie Ming, my big sis, you too, and Emily. Done laughing the house, said Emily. Good to see me coming out. Good to see you coming out. Yeah, so people mistreat people who work in fast food restaurants like they the scum of the earth. And it could be because a lot of people would not like to see their children grow up to work in a fast food restaurant. A lot of people actually think that working in a fast food restaurant is not an adult job. You know, I guess it's because it has been an after-school job for so many teenagers in high school that people don't think, or people forget that it's a job that employs young adults. But the people who employ the young adults are adults. The manager is an adult. The assistant manager is an adult. And most of the people who work there, especially during the day, should all be adults. It only makes sense. But mentally, we may have forgotten that there are adults who work there, and it is structured so adults can work there. But it's a minimum wage job in many sections of the country. It's a minimum wage job. Doesn't mean that it's a terrible job. It doesn't mean that whoever works there can't do any better for themselves. And it certainly doesn't mean that it's the only stream of income that some people have. But working at a fast food restaurant has a certain stigma to it. And people would rather stay away and stray away from that stigma. But guess what? Somebody got to flip the burgers. Somebody got to drop the fries. Somebody got to do the pancakes. Somebody got to put the pies in the box. Somebody has to make sure that whatever condiments are available, they are available. Somebody has to make sure that the drinks are poured. Somebody has to make sure that the ice cream machine is working. Somebody has to go out there and mop those floors, wipe off those tables, make sure that the trash doesn't overflow. Somebody has to make sure that the parking lot is plowed and not obstructed in any type of way. Somebody has to make sure that the walkway is not obstructed so that other customers can come in to the fast food restaurant. And it's not all children who do this. It's ridiculous. But mentally, we have started to think that way. Now, okay, it's a minimum wage job. Now, it's probably not a job that is a career choice for you. It's more than likely an alternative source of income for you. But there are people who start off working in fast food and work their way up to management and work their way up to regional management and work their way up to upper management. And once you get past the management stage at a fast food restaurant, you start making some real money. We're talking about six figures. Easy. Yeah. They don't pay their entry-level workers, which are the burger flippers and the fry droppers. They don't pay them a lot of money. They pay a minimum wage in a lot of markets because they can, simply because they can. Not because the work that they're doing is invaluable, and not because they don't have enough money to pay them. You'd be amazed at the amount of money that it takes in order to run a fast food restaurant per day. As a matter of fact, we're about to look it up. What's going on, Stacy Cook? It's always a good look when you come through. I feel confident, not shook. Daphne says that pickle juice chicken at Chick-fil-A. Okay. Ansel Jones is all up in the house. My brother Ansel Jones. And Violeta Ventura. Señorita Violeta Ventura, mi amor. Let's go. Hey, que pasó? And que pasa, Violeta Ventura. Violeta Ventura. Hola. Hola, chica. Hola. Okay. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to look up the cost that it takes to run a fast food restaurant for one day. Let's take McDonald's. Okay. How much money does it take to run a McDonald's franchise for one day?
Here is what I found.
Okay, how much money does McDonald's make? In total sales, the store must make at least $1 to $2 million a year to be profitable. Let's read that again. In total sales, the store must make at least $1 to $2 million a year to be profitable. Most McDonald's rent the land under their store that can cost upwards of $500,000 each year. They also need to pay their employees and other bills, so their profit margin is only going to be 8%. Okay. So let's see. Let's go low. Let's say that you're able to run your McDonald's for $1 million a year. You got to make $1 million. It says, in total sales, the store must make at least $1 to $2 million to be profitable. Okay, so let's be even more fair. Let's go in the middle. So let's say if you have to make $1 or $2 million in order to turn a profit, then I think saying $1 million is probably too low and doing $2 million is probably high. So let's go somewhere, let's say $135 million. So $135 million and McDonald's is open 7 days a week. So let's do it. Let's see how much it costs to run you a McDonald's. How much does it cost to run a McDonald's? That ain't McDonald's. All right, let's get the calculator. We're going to use the dictionary. We're going to use the calculator. So let's say 135. Wait a minute. No. 1.35 million. Hmm. 1,350,000 dollars divided by 365. Okay, so at 100, in order to get a million, in order to get $1 million, I mean 1.35 million a year, that McDonald's has to clear $3,700 a day. So they got to make sure that those burgers are getting flipped in order to make sure that they turn any type of profit, because those franchise fees are so high. Now, the reason that I brought up the fact that they have to make that type of money a day, and I'm sure that depending on the location, that probably varies from one McDonald's to another McDonald's. So whereas one McDonald's might be able to make it on the 1.35, another McDonald's may have rent so high. Like let's say they're in a mall, that they got to make a lot more money than that in order to turn a profit, because you're not doing well in business if you're only breaking even. You're not doing well in business if you're only making enough money to be able to buy enough stuff to be able to sell. That is not business. That's hustling backwards. Miss Kitty Cat, thanks for coming through. And James Smokey Jones, I'm sorry, James Smokey Bone, what's good? Thanks for coming through on the Instagram side. Monica, D40, what's going on, Mike? It's good to see me, some of you. Glad you came through. You know it's true. Word. So when you think about it, now, let's say you work at a fast food place and you're ashamed to say that you work at a fast food place. Now, you may work at a fast food place and working for minimum wage, but you're probably doing some OT whenever you get a chance to do it. And you may be learning a lot about the trade, because which is very, very valuable training in hotel and restaurant management. Here's what the benefits of working in fast food are and should be looked at by the fast food worker, and also by anybody who is witnessing the fast food worker. First of all, anybody who works at McDonald's can work at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, because the training that you're going to get at the McDonald's is going to be way better than what you're going to get at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse or the Cheesecake Factory, you know, popular restaurants that black people like, Red Lobster, you know, even nut-ass Olive Garden, the Outback Steakhouse, Longhorn Steakhouse, Miller Ale. Okay, anyway, in fast food, you work at a fast pace, so you have to remember to be courteous. You have to remember to be diligent. You have to remember what people ordered, not just reading off the script, but you have to be good. Your reflexes have to be sharp. You know, you have to make sure that you're on it. They order it, you go get it. Make sure that you calculate it right. Give people what they need in the drive-through, in particular, making sure that they have gotten their ketchup and the salt and pepper and whatever else, straws and any and napkins and whatever else. So they don't go through the drive-through, look in their bag, park in the parking lot, come in the store and be like, yo, y'all got to give up some free fries, man. I ordered super size. They gave me regular large. I can't give it to y'all back. Y'all ain't going to do nothing but throw it away. Y'all got to give up some free fries. It's a problem. It becomes a problem at fast food. But the training that you get in a fast food restaurant, and don't get me wrong, I'm not interested in working it, but I don't think that anybody should be ashamed of what they feed their family with, or what they pay their bills with, or what they use to in order to make a living. or if you're transitioning, if you are at a place of lower concentration and you're trying to get to a place of higher concentration, I don't think that you should be ashamed of what you do in order to get a couple of dollars in your pocket. None of us are making as much money as we would like to make, and I don't give a fuck how much you make. You ain't got a lot of me. You ain't got a front. You ain't got a front. You know, more than likely, you don't like what you do for a living as far as the pay is concerned. Even if you're making six figures, you may think that you're worth a higher six-figure salary than you make. So let's say you make $150,000 a year. You're probably familiar with somebody who makes $250,000 or three, and you think that you deserve at least $75,000 more than what you're making, which is a salary to somebody else. A whole $75,000, that's a whole salary. And you're feeling like you should be able to add that on. But of course, you can always take your frustration out on a fast food worker as you go through the McDonald's or the Burger King or the Chick-fil-A or the Popeyes or the KFC or whatever one of them nasty ass fast food places are. I don't have anything against the fast food worker. If anything, I have something against the fast food itself. That shit's garbage. But it is a way for people to make a living, and there's no reason to be ashamed of that. What's going on, my man Chris Batson? What's going on, my brother? Good to see me, some of you. That's my word. And Shun Robinson. What's up, ma? What's good? Ansel Jones. Hold on. Angela Lyle Jackson. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. What y'all talking about? Daphne Carson says, it's a job. Heck, minimum wage is better than no wage. Minimum wage should be livable, but while you figure out how to elevate, Mickey D's will keep you eating at least. That's a dope-ass point of view, Daphne. You know what I mean? That's a dope-ass point of view. I mean, that can't be fronted on. Look, you can love comments over here. You know what I mean? That's what I miss about Facebook. Look, I can love comments. Ooh, this is cool. That's good. Ansel Jones says, I'm ashamed of Baltimore every time they show the crime rates. How we in the top 10 in the country and we ain't a big city. But that's different than the being ashamed of where you live part that I'm talking about. Yeah, we may be ashamed of the behavior of some of the people who live in the cities that we come from, but that's different. That's different than being ashamed of the crib that you live in because it's rats and roaches, mice, you know what I mean? Because your walls are dirty, because you don't wash your dishes. It's because, you know, when somebody asks to use your bathroom, you got to go up there first and make sure that you do something to the bathroom that you don't do on a regular basis, which is clean. So you out there hoping that nobody asks to use your bathroom because it ain't a good look. Nasty, son. Real nasty, you know what I'm saying? Nasty. And so Jones says, I want to get a homie the clown sock.
Word.
Shun Robinson says, I show the CEO and the janitor the same respect. It's a good look. That's what's up. Glad to hear that. All right. I am glad to hear that. This is good shit. My man Chris Batson is all up in the house. What's going on, my brother? My man Chris Batson is all up in here. What's going on, my brother? Thanks for coming on through. It's always a sight for sore eyes when I see you. Angela Lyda Jackson says, I'm ashamed of Edison because the white folks won't allow it to grow by letting we know businesses. What is we know? I don't know what you're talking about. It's all good, though. Hold on. Emily says, I worked at McDonald's in the past, and yes, everything you're saying is true. Even me giving away free food. Yo, you know you get caught of giving away free food. funny because as an entry-level worker, you won't understand. Like, you know, we got burgers and shit that we throw away, and we have all kinds of food that we throw away every night because we can't sell it the second day. So why y'all bitching? The thing is, the food that y'all throw away because y'all can't sell it is a tax write-off. That's mainly the difference. It's a business expense. It's a business loss. You know? It's a business loss, right? Dana Cherry. Cherry is all up in the house. It's Cinderella Dana Day. Well, it's the woman Dana Day with fame. It's Cinderella Dana Day. Well, it's the woman Dana Day with fame. Good to see you, ma. Thanks for coming through. T. Carey Wright, Taki Carey Wright Coleman says, I've been ashamed of having folks over my house before certain repairs were done. We're going to get into that. We're going to get into that because when you really think about it, yeah, we may all have a room in our house. You know, if your house is big enough, you might have a room, one room in your house that you leave off the tour. You know how some people take you on a tour to their crib? Like, yo, this is where we do this. And yeah, the kids got good. And yeah, this is where I do all my projects over here. And over here we got it. And sometimes, you know, we just fuck on the Chase Lounge over here. And that room in the back. Oh, all right. The room in the back. Nah. We ain't got it. We can leave that off the tour. We ain't got, you know what I'm saying? Nah. Nah. Don't worry about that room in the back. That's where we keep our uncle. He retarded. That's where we keep our retarded uncle. But don't say nothing, though. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. Think about the connection between being ashamed of where you work, being ashamed of where you live. It's serious because it's going to have an effect on the way that you deal with people. It's going to have an effect on your social life. And that's not to say that you can't get past that's not to say that other people govern your life. That's what I'm basically trying to say. That's not to say that other people determine whether you're going to be happy or sad, but or whether you want to deal with other people, talk to other people, be open to other people. What I'm saying is, it's going to cross over into your social life because there's going to be a part of you that's going to try to keep that away, and it's going to come out through your behavior, and you're not going to notice it, and somebody is going to peep it, and you're going to feel some kind of way about it. That's when all of the mind your fucking business. Don't get in mind. Yo, I live here and I've been here for a long time, but I'm gonna tell you something. It might not be the best fit, but this is where the fuck I live. But I'm gonna tell you this. Hey, yo, where you say it look kind of good, but it ain't look like that the other day. And I know that nobody's doing their shit 100%. But this is where I stay, and this is what I meant. And yo, if you don't like the way my shit looks when you come through, then fuck you. And I got a couple of roaches, but those ain't my roaches. Those are next door neighbor's roaches. They ain't my roaches. Hey, yo, I ain't never had a roach in my crib, but the next door neighbor did. Yo, I ain't never really have a mouse, but I got my cat. Matter of fact, I got five of them motherfuckers. Five cats. Yeah, I know it smells a little bit, but that's really your upper lip. And I'm going to tell you something else. Y'all get on my fucking nerves. Y'all think y'all better than everybody. Y'all a bunch of hurts. And I ain't got to listen to nothing you say. I live here and I work every day. And I know what your mama look like. She's fat as hell. She's thick. And she a dyke. And I think you got a little sugar in your thing. You ugly ass motherfucker. You smell rank. Just like your mom and your faggot ass dad and all the motherfucking bullshit kids that you had. And none of them can dress, and neither can you. And you got the fucking nerve to try to talk about what I do and where I live and what I got and where I work. At least I got a job, bitch. And I'm do you know what I'm saying? When you are ashamed of what you do, you have to take down other areas of your life. It just does, son. It just does. It just does. And you ain't got to live your life that way. You ain't got to live your life that way. You understand what I'm saying? Emily said, I gave it away and ate while working. I was full when I got off. I don't care for it now, though. I hear you. Valerie Gunn Johnson. Miss Johnson. What's going on, Valerie? Repairs are one thing. Nasty is another. Valerie Gunn Johnson. And she ain't do nothing but tell the truth right there. Yeah, repairs are one thing, but a nasty ass crib. You know the kind of, you know how it is when you got the, like, listen, I would never walk barefoot around this motherfucker. Yo, y'all ain't got no barefoot deal over here. You know what I mean? I'm messing around to get salmonella in the feet. I don't know what you done spilled on that floor, but it's awfully sticky. And I don't see no mop in this bitch. But hold on. Some people, like my man Ansel was saying, some people are just ashamed of the neighborhood that they live in. Some people are just ashamed of the neighborhood that they live in. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, listen, I live deep in the hood. You know what I mean? All kinds of drugs get sold around here. You know, I got to watch fiends going in and out. You know, the young boys growing up, you know, graduating from high school, or not graduating from high school, but graduating right to the block, you know, to do what they're going to be doing for the time being, infinite number of years until they get locked up or get shot up. But I'm going to tell you like this. In every hood, there are good people. There are homeowners. There are people who sent these children to school, made sure that they went, made sure that they were respectful. People went to church. People went to work. People were diligent in the way they lived. Where you live and how you live is not representative of everybody who lives around there. The same way that if you lived in a decent neighborhood, it doesn't mean that you are decent. So you may live in a neighborhood where there's no police activity and it's not even necessary for the cops to come through, and where everybody owns their own property and they got money and they live way above the median income. But does that mean that your husband don't smack your ass around? Does that mean he won't be abusive? No, it don't mean that. And it might be going on in those other homes too that are so affluent. Another example, you move into a good neighborhood and all of that, and you want that neighborhood to speak for you, but it's mad hard for you to keep up with the expenses of this crib. So you house poor. Does anybody out there know what I mean by house poor? That's when you have a mortgage and other housing upkeep expenses that are more expensive than what you can afford. So, yeah, you got this big house, nice house, but you ain't got enough money to pay a landscaper to cut this lawn, son. You house poor. You know what I mean? You know what it is. You living in a $400,000 crib, can barely make the mortgage. You down the two payments, and you know what happens after the fourth payment. They're going to start that foreclosure shit. Your credit is already getting fucked up because of these late payments. But on top of that, what's that car you got out in front? Very affordable car. Very affordable. $400,000 house. Huh? And you got a Kia Soul, $400,000 crib, and you driving a Kia Soul, and it's used. Not that there's anything with buying a used car. It's actually a smarter investment. But you in that Kia Soul because you couldn't afford a Sonata. No, you can't afford a Sonata. You can't afford that shit. It's out of your price range. Chris Badson says, honestly speaking, when it comes to franchising, there's rarely any entrepreneurs becoming rich from it. The variations are vast, and when it comes to black folk, there's been multiple accounts of black investors not being allowed or allotted the good location for McDonald's. It ain't nothing new. Now, the people that I've known or heard about who own McDonald's were very lucrative. But you have to have a good business sense in the first place before you think about trying to own a franchise. And more than likely, if you're even thinking about owning a McDonald's franchise, you probably worked in fast food on some level at some point. Because it almost takes that type of knowledge. Daphne says, I'm not my house, my hair, or my skin. I'm a soul living in it. I don't really care how folks feel outside of my love. Wait a minute, that sounds poetic, Daphne. What are we doing here? What are we doing? I'm going to read that poetically. I am not my house. I am not my hair or my skin. I'm the soul. I'm living in it. I don't really care how folks feel outside of my love. I got my shit on it like a glove. And I can touch you and still move the screen. It's all about me and my people that you seen. And that's my word. And it's going down. Nobody going to treat me like a clown. So wherever I live, how my house look, I'm good. And it's always a good look. And I cook. I make sure nutritious meals are made every day. Who the fuck is you to have something to say? Miss Boss in Law. Ohio is all up in the house. Miss Boss in Law is up in the house. What's going on? Good to see me some you. Ankle grabbing time. Time to hug ankles. Time to grab it. Okay, anyway. Chris Bassett says, anytime you invest, I don't give a fuck what anybody says. The number one, two, and three thing to think about is location, location, location. Work. I think it's product, product, product. You know why I say product, product, product? Because no matter where your location, location, location is, if you don't have shit that people want to buy, you ain't going to be able to sell shit. That's even crack or any other drugs. Like, yo, I'm up here trying to sell this crack up here in Chestnut Hill. It ain't working out too well, though. It ain't working out too well, though. You don't have what people want to buy, they ain't going to buy it. Okay, you can kick that black-owned business shit, and you can get you'll get a couple of sympathy buys. You know, niggas got to stop this shit. Like, yeah, it's a black-owned business. You know, y'all got to support. Make sure y'all support. You got to support black-owned business. B-O-B. 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 Okay, I'm going to give you a play. You know how niggas is? Black people will give you a play. I'm giving you a play. I'm giving you a play. But I bet you I ain't going to give you a play every day if the shit that you selling, whether it's a restaurant, no matter what it is, if you don't have what we need and it's not at a price that we can respect or that we can afford, especially if it's a restaurant. Like, yo, man, your food pretty good. It ain't really all that, but it's pretty good. But you charging a lot more than the Chinks. And guess what? The Chinks are right next door to you. We will go to the Chinks right next door to you like it ain't shit. I know it ain't the right thing to do. You a B.O.B., but you ain't selling the right shit for me. Gino Sparks, my brother Gino. What's up, man? You know what I mean? From Philly to Indiana. What's good? What's up? I haven't seen this show in a minute. That's because we're not on Facebook Live no more, but we are tonight. But it's only going to be tonight. We only come back to Facebook Live when other things don't work out for that day. We are on YouTube. Let me put where we are in the comments. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. My girl, Tara, all smiles. Anthony, what's up, man? See, I come back to Facebook. I see all my people. Why y'all not coming over to YouTube? I mean, what's the problem? Come on over to YouTube. I know why, though. Chris, this is exactly what I'm talking about. You have to be selling what people want. And the location comes into play. So people will come over and check me out on Facebook because they already on Facebook. They're like, I'm not on YouTube. I'm like, I understand, but I need you to be on it. So I got to be a B.O.B., begging and shit. Come on, y'all. Let me grab y'all ankles and drag y'all over there. You know what I mean? Drag you on over to the joint, you know what I'm saying? But it's all good. It's all good, man. Love is love, baby. Love is love, baby. We straight. We strizzy. Okay. Let me see. Good looking out, Emily. Emily. Okay. Yeah, I don't know why you're not getting a notification. But YouTube is just like anything else. You know, they have their favorites. A lot of people were saying that they weren't getting their notifications, you know, when they signed on to YouTube. Did you hit the notification bell, though? Because that should help. Dana Cherry says, listen, if 2021 looks anything like 2020, don't judge me when you see me with a 70-year-old. True story. You got to slow down, man. But, I mean, if a 70-year-old is what's floating your boat, you got to do what you got to do. Daphne says, yep, trying to keep up with Joneses will have you all off track. Word. Yep, product. Because I'll go down the alley and up a fire escape for some good food. I hear you. It's real shit. You can't be serving that garbage and expect people to come through just because you're a black business. No. It's not going to work. You don't do it yourself. You don't. Nobody going to do that. So people are not going to other businesses because they're not black-owned businesses. Black people are not going nowhere where they don't like the shit. You have what they like, they're going to spend it. All the other races and cultures and ethnic groups, they figure that shit out. Like, niggas like this, get this, and niggas will come. And guess what happens? Niggas be coming. They be coming. Give love, Mo. My girl Mo is all up in the house. What's up, Va? What's going on, Va? Good to see me. Some you on Instagram, YouTube. She come through and on also on Facebook Live. I'm glad you came on through. Let's get it. Okay. Okay. Tara says, I'm coming over to YouTube. I'm following you. Oh, that's so sweet. Yeah, that's what's up. That's right. Grabbing ankles today. I'm taking all my people over to YouTube. We there every day at 7 o'clock. Every day, every weekday at 7 o'clock. 11 o'clock in the morning on weekends. But, yeah, I mean, we can get to that later. We can get to that later. Chris Bassett says, there's no shame in working in fast food. The only shame is being in fast food, knowing your salary won't increase by at least $8,000 a year. Everyone is different when it comes to hustle. Yeah, and a job is not a hustle. It's not. It's a structured, predetermined salary position. Now, people may think that they're hustling because they're getting overtime. But guess what? Overtime is really the price of, is the hourly wage of what you should be making in the first place. That's what overtime is. And that's why jobs try to get you on salary positions if you're in management. And that's also why they try to make the number one goal to eliminate overtime. If you're a manager, there's a definite interest in upper management making sure that you get rid of overtime. Because if your team has a consistent culture of overtime, then that means that y'all are not efficiently getting the work done on a daily basis. But what we were talking about is being ashamed of where you live and being ashamed of what you do for a living. Now, earlier off Facebook, we were talking about when you're a stripper, whether you are a female or a male stripper, and how a lot of people glamorize these days the stripping profession. You know, you got women out here. Y'all got y'all little pole. Y'all got y'all little pole in y'all basement, or some of y'all right there in the bedroom. Some of y'all so trife that y'all got a stripper pole. Put that shit right in the living room. Like, I'm gonna show off for all my friends and shit. We having a get together. We playing spades. We playing spades this weekend, but I just got the pole put up, y'all. And so wait till they come in and they ready to play cards and shit, y'all drunk, and I get on this pole. Wait till they see me on the pole. Wait till they see me on the pole. I said, wait till they see me on the pole. I'm going to be doing it, shaking it, twerking it out of control. Wait till they see me on the pole. I said, wait till they see me on the pole. I said, wait till they see me all up on that pole. They're going to be trying to get with me, lick my titties and get in my hole. But no, it's not them, just for show. Don't be trying to act like I'm no hoe. And even though I listen to me a little Cardi B and I be twerking, twerking and got my ass out the seat, but still, don't act like you don't know the deal. You can't get in this shit, you ain't real. Yeah, but I got the stripper pole, baby. But I got the stripper pole, baby. Yeah, I got the stripper pole, y'all. It's going down this weekend. All y'all come on through. Get on the pole, too. But wipe that shit down. You know COVID is real and it ain't new. Yeah. Yo, you bring your lights off. You ain't got no disinfectant wipes. You ain't coming in here. You ain't getting on my pole. Make sure you wear your mask, too. I ain't playing that shit. Wear your mask. Social distancing, bitch. Yo, get the fuck. Yo. 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 No, hold on. No. My channel is Sun752. Let me put the chat over here. Let me put it. Hold on. So it's YouTube. .com/SUN752. And that'll get you there. Yeah, so you can go ahead, you know, hook up that link and everything be good. It'll be real good, you know what I'm saying? So, Big Bossy Law says, you finally admitted to grabbing ankles. I never said I wouldn't grab no ankles. I said that if a woman is a good woman, she'll grab a man. Look, men grab women's ankles all the time, but they do it more metaphorically. You know what I'm saying? Women's legs ain't strong enough to deal with a man grabbing on the ankle and shit. So I'd rather just grab you by your weave. If your weave ain't sewn in, then I grab you by your real hair, what's left of it. But because I'm alpha, and I'm a dominant male, and a real nigga, I don't have to physically grab ankles, but I do require mine to get grabbed. So what you do is you take this ankle, and you grab that bitch. Oh, Omar. Oh, Archie. I mean, oh, you the man, son. Yes, you are. You are my baby. You are the sun, you are the rain, that makes this life a foolish game. You need to know I love you so, and I'd do it all again if I could. Come on, Omar. Stop wiggling your ankles, son. But that's if you're a good woman. If you're a bad woman, like some of y'all non-grabbing ankle-ass women are, you ain't going to do the right thing when it's the right thing that you need to do. You know what I'm saying? Oh, but Daphne, you know what? You can put in Omar McIntyre. It'll come up that way, too. So what? Stop capping, Emily. Stop capping, Emily. All right. TK Wright talking about some ugh. Oh, Omar ankle grabbing. Man, stop. Yo, stop fronting. And yo, this is what needs to stop. We're talking about being ashamed. We're talking about being ashamed of where you work, being ashamed of where you live. But motherfuckers be ashamed because they gotta grab an ankle. Like they ain't. Caught in the court. Y'all gotta calm down, son. Y'all gotta calm down. You know what I'm saying? Y'all not representing. Emily, you gave out the wrong joint. It's not Sun752. That's Instagram. And you got shit capitalized. It don't work that way. She carry right acting like she won't. Yo, order in this. Give love, Motown or something. I'm done with you. Oh no, you're not. We're about to get out of here in a minute because I can't stand it. I can't take this fronting. I can't deal with this fronting. This fronting to these women, these black women, they say they act like they never grabbed their ankle. How do you stay with a man? How do you live with your man? How do you have kids? How are you going to be married and you ashamed to grab an ankle? And you don't grab the ankle of your man. Who ankle you gonna grab? Your dyke? Your dyke? You gonna grab your girlfriend ankle? Why you wanna do that? She didn't respect her man when he did it. She gonna respect you? I bet you she won't. She not gonna respect that shit. She not gonna respect that shit. I'm not gonna respect that. I'm just saying. We about to do the birthday shout out and get on the body here. Because I can't. What the hell? Because I can't put up with this fronting. Angela. Yo. Y'all should be happy that I'm putting y'all on. I'm putting y'all on to the real. Daphne says, hey, look, ain't nothing wrong with grabbing ankles. I don't even need to read the rest, but I will. Hell, I'm on quarantine with kids. I'm grabbing brooms and laundry. I wish I was grabbing ankles for a son. Oh, that. She said, a son. She recognizes that there are other kings out there. TK, right? Talking about something. No, never. Got it. Lies! Lies! All lies! Where was I? Okay. Yeah.
Son, I got you, son. Hey, yo, God, I got you, son. Yeah. So, I grabbed the ankle of my boo. Son, I got the ankle of you. So, what we gonna do? Son, keep still, Nick. So, what we gonna do is we gonna be all right. And everything is gonna be all right. Thank you, won't up.
Okay. All right. So, the motto of the story, don't be ashamed of what you do for a living. You got to eat. And not only that, it ain't where you start, it's where you finish. So as you start at the entry level position, but then you work your way up. You got to network. You got to work hard. Be dedicated. Be creative. Be ambitious. Educate yourself on what you're doing and how to move up. Talk to those who have come from where you come from and find out how they got to where they were. And grab an ankle when necessary. They say right there in the Bible and the Quran and the Torah, they say that a woman who grabs her man's ankle is a good wife. And that's exactly how they said it. Now, a lot of them crackers took those books out the Bible. So, it might be hard for y'all to find it in it. But y'all got to take my word for it because I've seen it. A woman who grabs her man's ankle is a good wife. And a good wife shall be blessed. Blessed is thee. Blessed is she. Emily says, you just want to show off your shoes. Yeah, they're nice. Yeah, Yeah, but that wasn't really in the plan. What you should have been taking advantage of is learning how to grab an ankle. And I implore you to go out and find an ankle, grab it, do what you got to do, be there, you know what I'm saying? Be in the moment, Stop fronting. That's all I ask.
Christmas is tomorrow. All I want is a woman that'll stop fronting. This fronting, it must be eradicated. All right, y'all, we got some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious, glorious, glorious December 24th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and make them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-E-E-C-I-A-L. They are S-E-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-C-E-C-C. They are S-E-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-C-E-C-C. They are S-E-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-C-E-C-C. They are S-E-E-C-I-A-L. They are number one out the box, Dr. Anthony Fauci. I don't know that man, but it is his birthday today. All right, and Gloria Nasozi, turning 32 years old today. Happy birthday to you. And Tina Addo, turning 40 years old today. She got a 40 in her hand. She got a 40 in her. Bow, 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 bow. Yeah, yeah, I'm down. What's up, man? And also Meta, Page 2 Washington. So this is her second page. Turning 27 years old today. Happy birthday to you. And Kim Washington, turning 59 years old today. And Yamel Hernandez, happy birthday to you. And Melvita McKenzie, turning 69 years old today. And Israel Favor Austin, turning 90 years old today. I don't think so, but it's all good. Frida Kirk, turning 57 years old today. And last but not least, my man, turning 43 years old today, Mike Pope, happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious 24th of December, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. A rock out. Rock on and do the damn, rock. Damn, rock out, rock on and do the damn thing. You do the thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Capricorn time, baby. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours. And remember, man, listen, you don't have anything to be ashamed of as far as where you work or as far as where you live. Only thing you have to be ashamed of is the fact that you don't grab your man's ankles, which means that you don't humble yourself, which means that you don't pray, which means that you're not worthy of a blessing, which means that you are doomed to hell, the hellfire, that a lake of fire. That means that you will burn for all eternity, all because you didn't want to submit to your man, which means your man has to submit to you. So you was never able to foster and help the black family to flourish and get back to prominence. That's all your fault. That's all your fault. And that's what you should be ashamed of. And that's the only thing you should be ashamed of. Don't nobody care about where you work. You getting bread, you stealing bread, it don't matter. Don't nobody care about where you live at. Yo, your aunts, uncles, cousins, your little nieces and nephews, they still come over that roach-infested, you know, mice den that you got going over there. You know what I'm saying? You over there living like Myron Ben. It's all good, though. It ain't where you start, it's where you finish. So finish learning how to grab an ankle. Finish learning how to build the black family. Finish learning how to submit. Submitting to your man. Submitting to God. Submitting to the will of a better way. And if you don't do that, then you deserve to be ashamed. Matter of fact, I'm not talking to you no more if you're not grabbing ankles. That's how I look at it. Colon Ring, very healthy drink. You should be ashamed for drinking that bullshit you be drinking. You don't see me drinking that shit. That's right, we judging. Yeah, I'm judging. Give a fuck. I do not give one single stop. I judge. Let me get Blog Talk on up out of here. I ain't judging them no more. I holler back, Blog Talk.